New creation. New creation.
Scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Years into following Christ, the same old flare of temper still shows up in traffic. Or the same reach for the same numbing habit on the same kind of hard evening, right on schedule. And underneath it, a discouraging question forms. If I am really new, why do I still feel like exactly the same person I always was? Paul's claim is not a report on how today went. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, he writes. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is a status, rooted in being in Christ, not a scorecard on this afternoon's self-control. It was declared true the moment you were joined to him, and it does not wait for your behavior to catch up before it counts. That does not make the flare-up meaningless or the discouragement silly. It means something real is underway that a lived process is still catching up to. The old weeds still push up in the same soil sometimes. That is not evidence the ground was never actually changed. It is evidence there is still ground being reclaimed. So the bad afternoon is not proof the verse is false about you. It is proof the work is not finished being worked out in a life where something genuinely new has already begun. Declaration. I am not who I used to be, even on the days it still feels that way. Read further. Galatians 2 verse 20. Ezekiel 36 verse 26. Romans 6 verse 4. Colossians 3 verses 9 to 10.